That's where I'm at, and that's where we're just going to stick with it till he changes my mind. I don't know. That's where we're going to be tonight anyway. Psalms chapter number 115. We're going to go through the whole chapter here. I don't know that we'll read it all right now, but we will go through the whole chapter. Last week I brought Praise Ye the Lord. This week I want to bring Trust Thou in the Lord. Tonight we must remember to trust in the Lord tonight. Simple stuff, man. I'm simple-minded. I got to have it simple, laid out easy. But it's been a big help in my life this week, just sitting down and studying this, how I can trust in the Lord. Psalms 115, if you would stand as we honor the reading of God's Word tonight. Psalms chapter number 115 and verse number 1, it says, "Now unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God?" Verse number 3, "But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." Verse 4, their idols are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. And they have mouths, and they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. Verse 7, they have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. And they that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. And verse number 9, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Verse 10, O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Verse 11, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Verse 12, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Verse 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Verse 15, you are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth hath given to the children of men. He hath given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. Verse 18, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Lord, I come to you tonight, Father God, and I just want to thank you for another opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk, Father God. God, I pray tonight, Father, that you would be with all the prayer requests that's been mentioned tonight, Father. God, I pray that you'd be with Sister Christy. Father God, I pray that you touch her tonight. Father God, reach down from heaven on her body. Lord, I pray that you touch her and bless her in the name of Jesus. Sister Kathy, Father God, I pray that you touch her and whatever those tests say tomorrow, Father God, I pray that it be good. Lord, I pray, Father God, for the ones that's got cancer all throughout this place, the ones that's been mentioned tonight, Father, I pray that you bless them tonight, Father God. God, I pray that you'd reach down from heaven and touch them, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, for the ones that was unspoken, Father God, I pray that those prayers be loosed in heaven, Father. Lord, I pray that you'd hear those cries tonight, Father. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that you'd hide me behind the cross, Father. Lord, you've given me this message this week, Father God, and I pray that you just you would bless it tonight, Father God. I pray that you'd use it for your honor and your glory tonight, God. And I pray that when we walk through them back doors tonight, Father God, I pray that we all just draw a little bit closer to you tonight. Just draw a little bit closer in our trust in you tonight, Father. Lord, I love you and I do thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Lord, please help me tonight. Lord, please help me. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Trust thou in the Lord. If you see in Psalms chapter number 115, as I was reading this and I got down to verse number 9, this is kind of just where I got my title. It says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. In verse number 10, it says, O house of Aaron, trust thou in the Lord. In verse 11, it says, Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. And I got to reading through that, and boy, all I could hear was, O Jake, trust in the Lord. Oh, Jake, just trust in the Lord, for He is your help and He is your shield. And boy, I got to thinking tonight how just Union Chapel, we just need to trust in the Lord because He is our hope, He is our help, and He is our shield tonight. Tonight, I just want to come through and I just want to look at why we can trust in the Lord. Why? Just simple. Like I said before, hey, we're just going to keep it simple tonight. Why we can trust in the Lord, number one, is because He is real. Verse number 3 talks about, it says, but our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. He created the heavens. He created the earth. He created everything. He's done. He can do whatever He wants, whenever He wants. That's who our God is. Man, He's real. But down in verse 4 through 8 there, it starts talking about idols that men create and idols that men serve and idols that if you're not careful, that we'll be serving in our own lives. Hey, idols are not things of the past. They're still true today. They exist in a phone that each and every one of us carry in our hands or in our pockets on a daily basis. They exist in a TV screen that we watch on a daily basis. Hey, idols are anywhere and everywhere. It can be in a car. It can be in fishing. It can be in hunting. It can be in anything. An idol can be anything. But tonight, I've got my commentary tonight, and it laid it out a whole lot easier than I could. And I want to go through here and read through that. Verse, I see that he is real tonight, that our God is real. But it says here in verse number 4, it says, their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. It says no mouth in this commentary, it says no mouths. They cannot speak to their people. They make covenants, give promises, guidance, or encouragement. They cannot do any of those things. Ain't you glad our God speaks to us? That's what it says tonight. But I see there in verse number 5, not only do they have mouths, but they speak not. They have eyes, but they see not. 1 Peter 3:12, I want to flip over there, but as I'm doing that, I'm going to read this. It says, no eyes, they offer their followers no protection or oversight. Our God's eyes are upon us, and we can trust Him. Tonight we can trust Him because He is real. He speaks to us. He sees us tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse 12, it says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, but His eyes are over us. His eyes watch over us. He sees each and everything we do. An idol cannot do that. An idol is man-made. It don't make no difference. It can't watch you. It can't see you tonight. But I see there in chapter 3 and verse 12, it says, and His ears are open unto their prayers. His ears are open unto their prayers. In verse number 6, back in the text, it says, they have ears, but they hear not. They have ears, but they hear not. In the commentary, it says, no ears, no matter how much the idolaters pray, their gods cannot hear them. Remember Elijah on Mount Carmel? Our God's eyes are upon us, and His ears are open to our cries. I want you to know tonight that God hears you. Each and every cry you've ever cried, every time you've ever cried out to Him, He hears you tonight. He sees you. He speaks to you. He hears you tonight because He's real. I see in verse number 6 there, it says they have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. Kind of hard to tie that back into spiritual for me. In the commentary here, this is one reason I wanted to read this. No noses. This speaks of receiving our worship and being pleased with what we bring Him. I want you to know tonight, the Bible talks about Him being a sweet smelling Savior. And to me, it don't really click like it probably supposed to, but something that stinks, it ain't no good. Something that stinks ain't no good. And He's a sweet smelling Savior. He's got a good aroma about Him. I get to thinking about my worship, and I just want to know if it stinks sometimes. I get thinking about how my walk with God, does it stink sometimes? Does my attitude stink sometimes? The things I bring God, do they stink sometimes? And I just want to have a sweet-smelling offering to God. Genesis chapter number 8 and verse 21 here, this is talking about Noah. Just as soon as the ark landed, and he sent out birds, and he knew he could come off the ship. The first thing Noah done was he built an altar, and he offered burnt offerings unto the Lord. In verse 21, it says, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor. I want you to know tonight that God smells the offerings. He smells our worship, and He wants a sweet smell about it. He wants it to be true. He wants it to be honest. He wants it to be pure tonight. I want you to know tonight He is real. He speaks to us. He sees us. He hears us. He smells us. But I see in verse number 7 that His hands, they handle us tonight. Verse number 7, it says, they have hands. Talking about the idols, they have hands, but they handle not. No hands, the workers whose hands made the idols, have more power than the idols that they call gods. The ones that create the idols, they have more power than the idol itself. Our God is able to work for us as we seek to serve Him. His fingers made the universe, and His arms brought salvation. I want you to know tonight that He handles us. John 10:28 talking about the being in the palm of His hand, talking about how God handles us and how God, His hands are usable. His hands, they bless us tonight. John 10, verse 28, it says, "And I give unto them," let's go to 27, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand." I want you to know tonight that you can't be plucked from God's hand. He's handling you tonight. He's holding you tonight. Verse 29, it says, "My Father, which gave them Me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand." I want you to know tonight, I thank God that He has handled me. I thank God that His hands are greater than my hands. I thank God that His hands are stronger than my hands. I thank God that His hands are hand in hand with mine today. I thank God for that. But I see on down here, it's talking about their feet, and it says, "Feet have they, but they walk not." It says, "No feet." The people had to carry their idols. But our God carries us and walks with us. Isaiah 41 and chapter number 10. Isaiah 41 and verse 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of My righteousness." I want you to know He upholds us. He walks with us. We sing a song that, hey, we can't even walk without Him holding our hand. I want you to know tonight His feet, they guide us. His feet, they lead us. But tonight, back in Psalms 115, don't lose me here. We're getting through the first bit. We're going to be done with it. It says, "Feet, but they walk not," in verse 7. "Neither speak they through their throat." I want you to know tonight that, hey, God has a voice, and God's not going to keep silent. You try to be a Christian and try to keep God silent in your life, it's not going to work very long. It's not going to last very long. The book of Psalms, chapter number 53, we try to shut God up in this place, it's not going to work. He's not going to keep silent. Psalms 50 and verse number 3, it says, "Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before Him, and it shall be very tempestuous around about Him." I want you to know tonight that God, He has a voice, and that voice is loud. He's not going to keep silent tonight. The world can keep going the way they want to go. The world can keep going the way they please, and the way that they see right, and the way that they see fit. But tonight, I want you to know God, He's not going to be silent much longer. Tonight, He's going to come back. He's going to come back with the sound of a trumpet. And He's going to come back, and He's going to get His followers, and then He's coming back, and He's not going to be silent. He's going to be very fierce, and it's going to be with fire, and it's going to come with death when He comes back. But I see tonight God is real, and I'm done with the commentary there. God is real tonight. He is very real in our life. We see that idols, they're not real. They're not. We put them up on pedestals, man, and we put them where they don't need to be, and we act like they're real. We act like we let something that's fake have so much control over our lives. We let something that has no power, can't speak to us, can't see us, has no care for us. They don't hear us, man. We let them have so much control and so much power over our lives, and we forget that God is real and that we can trust in Him tonight. We forget that we can trust in Him because He's real. We forget that we can trust in Him because He is ready tonight. In verse number 9, it says, "O Israel, trust thou in the Lord, for He is their help and their shield." In verse 10, "O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord, for He is their help and their shield." In verse 11, "Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, for He is their help and their shield." I see tonight that He is ready, number one, to help. Tonight, He is ready to help you tonight. He's ready to help you tonight. Isaiah, back in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 41, if you skip on down to verse 13, it says, "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thee with thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee tonight." He is ready to help you tonight. He's ready to help redeem you. In 1 Peter 1:18, He's ready to redeem you. I have got so many papers shoved in here to mark places. I get confused about where I'm at. 1 Peter 1:18, it says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, for your vain conversation received tradition from your fathers." Verse 19, "But you was redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot." I want you to know tonight He was ready to help redeem us tonight. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us tonight. But he is ready to help restore us tonight. I want you to know tonight, maybe you've never been saved. Maybe you just backslid. Maybe something just ain't right in your life tonight. Sometimes you just need restored. Sometimes a little car just needs a little restoring. Sometimes your phone just needs restored a little bit. Hey, it's nothing wrong with being restored. We get over here in Psalms chapter number 51, and we see King David here. And David was a great man, but David had messed up. And David, he had sinned against God. And, man, I've been there in my life. I've sinned against God, and I was living a completely wrong way. I was living like I shouldn't have been. And I've had to get here in Psalms 51:10 and just cry this out, creating me a clean heart, O God. Psalms 51:10, creating me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Verse number 12, here's what we get. He is ready to help, but he is ready to restore tonight. Verse 12, it says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Tonight he is ready to restore the joy that he has in your life tonight. He is ready to help restore that. But I see tonight in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 tonight, that he's not only ready to help redeem, he's not only ready to help restore, but he's ready to help recreate tonight. I want you to know tonight that, when I died and I become that old man died, I couldn't create myself. If I'd have created it myself, it would have been just like the old man. It'd have been just like the old man. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. The only way tonight that you can be restored and you can be recreated tonight is by leaning on the arms of Jesus, by trusting in Jesus Christ tonight. Hey, I see that he is ready. I see that he is real tonight. I see he's ready to help, but I see tonight he's also ready to be a shield tonight. He's ready to be that shield tonight. Isaiah 54 and verse 17, it says, 54 and 17, it says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. I want you to know tonight that shield, it protects tonight. That shield, it protects any Christian, any saved man, woman, boy, or girl in this place. I want you to know he's give you a shield of protection tonight. He's give you a shield that protects. He give you a shield that provides. In Genesis 22 and verse number 8, man, I feel like I am just spitting things out like crazy tonight. But I've got so much stuff I want to cover tonight. Psalms 22 and verse 8, that shield, it not only protects, but it provides. Psalms chapter 22 and verse number 8, it's, 22 and verse number 8, it says, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide. I want you to know tonight, this is when we got here. God told him to go sacrifice his son, his one and only son. He told him, go and sacrifice your son, give him unto me. And they get up to the mountain, and Isaac's looking around. He says, Dad, I see a fire, and I see everything we need to make the offering, but I don't see a lamb. I don't see a lamb. And how many times I get in my life and I see God planning stuff out, and Lord, I don't see how in this world you're going to make this work. See how in the world you're going to make this work. And I have to remember, just like Abraham did, just how hard, I wonder how hard it was for Abraham to look his son in the face and say, God will provide. I wonder if he had any doubt in the back of his mind that, hey, God will provide. I wonder if he had anything, any just little Satan nagging at him at the back. Hey, you're going to kill your one and only son. You're going to kill the one thing that you love. You're going to kill the one thing that you love to please a God who's telling you to kill him. Man, what strength and what faith Abraham had, because he was under that shield. He said, God will protect and God will provide tonight. You say, well, that's the Old Testament. That don't really happen. That don't really happen. God don't really do that. Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19 tonight in the New Testament. This was in Genesis, and we're getting here close to the very end of the Bible, and we're talking about the same God. The same God who provided, the same God who protected Abraham. In Philippians 4:19, it says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I want you to know tonight that shield, it protects. That shield, it provides. But that shield, it prospers. And tonight, I don't want to preach to you a health and wealth gospel. That's not what I'm here to do. But I do believe that God, He cares for His children. He don't want to see you fail. He don't want to see a child of God fail. He don't want to see somebody that's striving to be just like Him fail, because if He does, that makes Him fail. It makes Him look like a failure to the world. And they call out, now look at your God. Where's your God at? But that's not what the book of Psalms chapter number 1 says. Brother BJ brought this not too long ago. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, in Psalms 1:1. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth at the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Verse number 3, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. I want you to know tonight, hey, God is ready. He's ready to be your shield. He's ready to help you tonight, because He is real in our lives. Verse number 11, here we see that He's not only real and He is ready. In Psalms 115, it says, but we also have a relationship with Him. We must remember that relationship with Him. Verse number 11, it says, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. And I kind of got hung up there. And I went back and I read verse number 9. It says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. Verse number 10, O house of Aaron, trust thou in the Lord. And I kind of got to thinking last night as I was writing this down, you know, if I was reading the Bible and I didn't know who Israel was, okay, well, the psalmist here, he's saying, hey, Israel, trust in the Lord. And then he gets down to verse number 10. If I don't know who Aaron is, it says, O house of Aaron, hey, trust in the Lord. Well, that's great. God's telling you, hey, trust in the Lord. But then he gets down in verse number 11 and he says, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. I want you to know how easy, y'all may not, but I do. When I forget how easy, I forget to trust in God. I forget how good He's been to me. I forget that relationship that I have with Him. I forget how real and how ready He is in my life. But I see we have a relationship with Him because ye that fear the Lord. Ye that fear the Lord. I fear the Lord because I have a relationship with Him. I have a relationship with Him because, number one, He is mindful of us. Verse number 12, it says, the Lord hath been mindful of us. I want you to know tonight that I have a relationship with the Lord because He cares for me. I have a relationship with the Lord because He is my friend. He is my Father. He is, He's just been mindful of me. 1 Peter chapter number 5 and verse number 7. It says, casting all your care upon Him before, for He careth for you. I want you to know tonight that He is. I have a relationship with Him because He is mindful of me tonight. I have a relationship with Him, because He blesses me tonight. If you look in verse number 12 there at the end of it, He says, He will bless the house of Israel. Go back to verse number 12 of the top of it. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you and your children, increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which have made heaven and earth. I want you to know tonight right there, five times in verses 12 through 15, it says that God blesses us. Five times it says that He blesses us, and He does. He blesses us more than we could ever count. He blesses us more than we could ever know. Tonight, I have a relationship with Him because He blesses us. But tonight, I want you to know a relationship don't go one way. Tonight, I have to bless Him back. And if you look in verse 18, it says, but we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise of the Lord. We should bless the Lord tonight. We should bless Him back because He blesses us. We should bless Him back because we have a relationship with Him. We should bless Him through our actions. We should bless Him through our attitudes, and we should bless Him through our affections tonight. Tonight I see that we have a relationship because He is mindful of us. We have a relationship because He blesses us. But tonight we have a relationship with Him because He increases us tonight. I want you to know tonight that the Lord's not here to, the Bible says that He must increase and I must decrease. That is true. That is very true tonight. But it also says right here in verse 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more. I want you to know, hey, God's not looking to downgrade you. God's not looking to downplay you. He's not looking to downgrade or downplay your family. He's not looking to downgrade or downplay this church. He's wanting to increase it tonight. He's wanting to increase you tonight. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. I wrote this down. He gave me this a long time ago, and I don't know that I've ever got to actually share it with anybody, but it pops up in my mind very often. God will never disrespect you. You call somebody out on their sin, or you call somebody out on something, they automatically think, hey, you're disrespecting me. Hey, you're not going to disrespect me like that. God won't disrespect you. He will offend you. The word offends, but he will not disrespect you tonight. And he will not do that because he wants to increase you tonight. He wants us to increase. He wants us to increase through his love, through his grace, through his mercy. Tonight I see that I can trust in the Lord because he is ready. I can trust in the Lord because he is real. I can trust in the Lord because I have a relationship with him tonight. But I also can trust in the Lord because he has paid my ransom tonight. Tonight he has paid my ransom, so I have trust in him. I want you to know tonight, if you had a debt over your head, millions of dollars, you done racked up some debt that just done got crazy, and you had millions of dollars in debt, and a man walked up and said, you know what, I'm going to pay your debt for you. I'm going to pay it off tonight. I think I don't know if I'd trust him or not, but I'd sure follow him to the bank if he told me he was going. I want you to know tonight that God, he has paid my ransom. He has paid my ransom tonight. 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse 5, it says, for there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. Verse number 6, who gave himself a ransom for all. I want you to know tonight that he has paid my ransom tonight. If he can save my soul tonight, ain't nothing else too hard for him. I can trust him with it. If he can save your soul tonight, hey, that's what he come for. He didn't come to heal your body. He can do those things. And we talked about that last week. He came to save my soul. He came to save your soul tonight. But what can be too hard for God? What could be too hard for God? Genesis 18 and verse 14. I got a few here tonight. Genesis 18 and verse 14. Nothing is too hard for God tonight. Genesis 18:14. Is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? And I would read on down there, but y'all, it don't tie in. I didn't give you the context there. Genesis 18 and 14, it says, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah 32 and 27 tonight. I told y'all I have got papers everywhere. And some of them just don't go where they're supposed to. Let me step back here. Jeremiah 32 and 27, it says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for God? No, there's not. And y'all say, once again, that's the Old Testament. There ain't nothing too hard for God in the Old Testament. That's when he was powerful. That's when he done all his work. But no, let's flip back over to the New Testament in Luke chapter number 18 and verse 27. And he said, Luke 18:27, and he said, these things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Tonight I just got to thinking, and I got thinking about some men in the church, just to be honest with you. And last night as I was sitting down and trying to write this thing out, and, Brother Brad, I got a question for you. You mind answering for me? If a man's in here lost, dying, going to hell, could they trust him tonight to pull him out of the pits of hell? Would you say anything's too hard for God? Brother Tony, laid up in the back of ambulance, man, on your deathbed, dying. Ambulance shut down on the side of the road. I've heard you tell that. That's on your testimony tonight. A man was laying an ambulance tonight on the side of the road. Could they trust God to pull him out of it? Would you say anything's too hard for God tonight? Brother Roy, man, you went through a tragedy, lost your daughter, lost your dad not too long after. You trust God to pull you through that? Any man in his room, you think he'd trust him to pull him through that? Would you say anything's too hard for God? Brother David, fall off a roof doing God's work. Break your legs, lose your job, man, all kind of stuff. Man goes through that tonight. Do they trust God? Pull them through it? Anything too hard for them? Brother Harold, laid up in the hospital bed with your chest wide open. Could a man trust God tonight and get them through that? Anything too hard for God? I don't know any in here tonight. I wouldn't call them out if I did, but I guarantee you if there's some marriages in here that, man, just on the rocks, man, I guarantee you there's somebody in here that say, hey, you could trust God. He'll pull you through it. Hey, I can tell you tonight that hey, ain't nothing too hard for God. Ain't nothing too hard for God. I can tell you tonight that hey, if you're backslidden and just down in the dumps, man, lost. Not doing right. Can't get over the hump, man, just not doing right. I guarantee you can trust God to pull you up out of it. Pull you up out of that miry clay, as they said in the book of Psalms. Ain't nothing too hard for God. Brother Bradley, have a wreck, break your legs, break your back, won't ever walk again. Somebody trust God to pull them through that tonight? Anything too hard for them? Not a thing. Brother Cullen, anything too hard for God? Tonight, I don't know what you're going through. Man, I jumbled up a bunch of mess tonight. I want you to know ain't nothing too hard for God. Ain't nothing too hard for God. He said, oh, house of Israel, trust in the Lord. Oh, house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. Ye that trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. And tonight, I just want to tell you tonight that, oh, Union Chapel, trust in the Lord. Lord, I love you tonight. Lord, I thank you, Father. Lord, I jumble up. I make a mess, Father God. I get carried on, get to reading too fast, get to doing things. But, Lord, I know it's not about me. They ain't come to see me. They've come to see you, Father. Lord, I pray, Father God, that tonight just a little bit of encouragement there at the end that, hey, we can trust in you. Ain't nothing too hard for you tonight. God, somebody's going through something in this place. I don't know what it may be, Father God, but if they are, God, I pray that they remember that they can trust in you tonight. Lord, ain't nothing too hard for you. Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, as Sister Kathy, she goes to the doctor tomorrow, I believe he said, Father God, I pray that you just remind them and comfort them that, hey, they can trust in you. Nothing too hard for you. As her preacher's laid up, Father God, with open heart surgery, Father God, hey, ain't nothing too hard for you. You know what you're doing. Lord, I pray that you bless these people in this room tonight. God, bless the ones that will listen over the radio tonight. Father God, I pray that you just touch them and bless them tonight. Lord, I love you and I do thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you so much for saving my soul. Lord, I love you. Amen.